Right. We're starting with Minion Joyce's, or not Minion Joyce's, but A Hen Night.
A Hen Night.
Where?
Where, I can't remember whose hen night it was. At the Millstone.
Yeah. Year?
Must have been about 92, 93.
Right.
So we get dragged along.
Yeah.
And Minnie, unbeknownst to me, who must have been, I don't know, I mean, at the time she looked like she was about 70, but probably she was about 50 because I was 18.
I think she was always 70.
But I didn't know that she used to always have a bottle of gin in her shopping trolley.
Oh, right.
And she used to get pissed behind the counter in Affleck's. So by the time we'd already got to the Millstone, yeah, Minnie was quite pissed. But anyway, we sit down, it's a hen night. We're waiting for this male stripper to come on, everybody's quite excited, and I'm a bit like fresh-faced Irish, but worried about what it's going to be like. And on comes this guy, and it's the tune of Ghostbusters, and out he comes.
Could you do the tune of Ghostbusters for me?
No, I can't remember how it goes. It's like, doodly. I can't remember how it goes. Anyway, he comes out, white boiler suit, red belts, red tucker boots. Looks a bit like skinny, short version of Lionel Richie, mixed race with a kind of very loose, weak kind of curls. Comes out, starts dancing along the tables upstairs at the Millstone to the tune of Ghostbusters. Wow. Honestly, I literally was on the floor laughing, crying with Diane Swan, actually.
All right.
At the same time with Diane, me and Diane, wetting ourselves. Starts unzipping the boiler suit, peeling off.
Don't cross the streams.
He peeled off to this red plastic sort of pipe and skinned thong with his tucker bits on. And Minnie.
You weren't looking though, were you?
Oh, God. No, I was trying not to. But Minnie, yeah, must have been, well, as I said, was about 70. Minnie got on the table. I was the only person who got on the table and started rubbing baby oil into him while the rest of us were dying. Oh, God. I swear to God, it would not happen nowadays, but he had this huge bag, and he opened this huge bag, and in this huge bag he had a real live snake, like some kind of boa constrictor, some kind of boa constrictor, got this thing out of the bag, wrapped it around his neck, came along the table, started dancing on the table, got everybody to rub his
snake. Rub his snake,
for want of a better word, yeah.
I mean, his actual snake or his snake?
His actual real life.
Which one?
No, the constrictor, not his trouser snake. His other snake. But honestly, it was the funniest night I have ever been out, ever, in Manchester. I was just like, oh my God. And the next day in Affleck's, I was trying to tell people about it, and you know, like, people just do not believe that he had this. You know, it was like the 90s, he had a travel bag that was head, you know, that head make that everybody used to have.
Yeah. A what?
Head.
It was like, oh, head the make. Sorry, yeah. I'm obsessed with the snake head thing again.
It was like, you opened the head bag and had a snake in the head bag, which me and Diane thought was hilarious. But yeah, that was very funny. That was the one and only night I ever went drinking in the Millstone, and then after that I was like, I'm avoiding the
Millstone. Too dangerous.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Millstone in Victorian times was the biggest music hall in the area?
I didn't know, because you told me that.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
How boring of me.
Yes. No, it was very exciting.
It was a Victorian music hall, and it had a space for about 200 people upstairs, and it had a cut glass fountain for whiskey drinkers, a water fountain. So it's always been a good time place.
Well, that night we were drinking, it was sweet, because this is how I found out about Minnie's bottle of gin in her shopping trolley, because I was like freaking out, and I was actually sipping neat gin out of Minnie's shopping trolley.
Under the circumstances, probably the best thing to do, I suspect.
Honestly, I think it totally was, yeah. It totally was. It's very funny.